Thank you very much, Senator Chambliss, for that very warm introduction. It is a great pleasure and honor for me to be here. Governor Perdue, I'm honored to be here with you as well. Just recently, I told Senator Chambliss that I think I have probably the toughest job anyone can have. I didn't realize how tough it was going to be before I got into it. Early morning hours, late nights. In fact, very seldom do I have a night when I'm not interrupted to deal with some crisis at hand that has to be dealt with. That's actually, I'm not talking about my position at USDA. I'm talking about my real 24-hour-a-day job, and that is of being a father. My wife and I are blessed. We have four children, three daughters and a son, and they're all 4 years old and under. So you do the math. You know how busy I am. I go to USDA every day for my peace of mind and relaxation. I want to first of all commend our 10 finalists. It's a great honor to be selected to represent your states. I know looking back at over the list of award recipients from my great state of Mississippi, I can tell you that you picked the cream of the crop, the best farmers and farm leaders that your states have to offer, and you're to be commended for being here today, and I want to wish all of you the very best. Senator Chambliss, what can I say about him? Those of you from Georgia, hope you know how very fortunate you are to have someone of his talents and capabilities to lead agricultural policy in Washington as a former chairman and current ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture. We're talking about someone who can get down in the weeds on talking about very technical details of foreign policy and foreign programs, and that's vitally important when you're trying to pass legislation that's going to be what you as farmers are going to be dependent on. You want somebody who can communicate with their colleagues and with the staff in these committees and provide leadership, and that's what you have with Senator Saxton Chambliss. Georgia, you also have other strong leaders. We have Congressman Jack Kingston here, who is a ranking member of the Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee. Congressman Bishop, who's also a member of that very powerful committee that funds everything we do at the Department of Agriculture. So when it comes to service in Washington, folks in Georgia have strong, powerful leadership in these powerful committees representing your interests. What have we been doing over the last few months since the Farm Bill has been passed? I'll tell you, we've been very, very busy writing the rules and the regulations and the guidelines that will put in action, will put in motion the provisions of the Farm Bill. Our own Teresa Lassiter, right here, native of Moultrie, Georgia, is the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, the biggest agency in USDA that affects the lives of farmers on a daily basis. 15,000 USDA employees and over 2,300 offices. She oversees on a daily basis and manages this huge organization. And it's her responsibility to provide the leadership to help us implement all these numerous provisions of this new Farm Bill. USDA's Farm Service Agency, we have the task of implementing the biggest load of the farm programs, those programs that are the ones that you as farmers will be familiar with on a daily basis. Your direct payments, your countercyclical program payments, your marketing assistance loan, your LDP, your payment limitations and payment eligibility. All these things are in the works right now at USDA as far as the regulatory process is concerned. It's our goal that we will have the regulations completed, or at least those that are the most critical, by sometime next month, so that farmers will be able to sign up for their farm programs and start receiving their direct payments for the 2009 year. We also have been very active in working on some regulations that affect those of you in South Georgia and my home state of Mississippi, and that deals with cotton and peanuts. In fact, we announced the 2008 Farm Bill provisions already for the marketing assistance loan and the loan deficiency payments for cotton and peanuts. That notice indicated that USDA would be implementing the marketing assistance loan and the LDP provisions for cotton and peanuts in the same manner as they were implemented in last year's program. And that's very critical because there were proposals, as Congressman and Senator Chambliss knows, to make some changes, wholesale changes, in how we implement particularly the peanut program and the cotton program. But the farmers that we listened to from across the Southeast, listening to Senator Chambliss and his staff, we made the decision we were going to implement the program in the same manner as we have been in the previous farm bill, and it's going to last through the year 2012. However, those of you who grow peanuts, you know that in 2007, there was no storage and handling assistance for peanuts. In contrast, USDA will now pay for the handling charges on all peanuts put under the marketing loan for 2008. At the time of redemption, the producer will reimburse USDA, but in cases of forfeiture, the producer is not required to reimburse for the handling cost. USDA will also pay producer storage costs for the entire time that the peanuts are under the loan. Again, this provision, the way we're administering the peanut program, is exactly the way that Senator Chambliss, who wrote the peanut title in the Farm Bill, has asked us, in fact directed us to do it, and that's how we're going to do it at USDA. We've also been busy making payments to farmers for the 2008 crop. In fact, we anticipate also making our payments for 2009 beginning in December. And just to give you some perspective, for 2008, we have about 1.75 million contracts that we oversee at USDA. We provided about $750 million in advance payments to producers earlier this year in direct payments. And just starting last week, we've begun paying the final payment for the direct payments for the 2008 crop. We're going to be putting out about $4.3 billion. In fact, some of you have probably already received your payments. This past Friday, USDA also announced the final 2007 countercyclical payments for cotton. Payments of the this additional payment for cotton, 3.34 cents additional payment are going out. That's $384 million more in countercyclical payments that are being made right now. For peanuts, the final countercyclical payments are about $82 million, and that's on top of nearly $12 million that peanuts has already received this year. And for this year, peanut farmers are going to receive a countercyclical payment of about $49 per short ton. For 2009, we're looking to again begin our outlays and payments for the advance payment for 2009. The statute of the Farm Bill says payments are to be made beginning December the 1st. $1.1 billion will be available, additional money to infuse into agriculture across this country. So we're hopeful that we can have these provisions in place so farmers can begin receiving these benefits. As both Governor Perdue and Senator Chambliss mentioned, our economy for agriculture is as strong today as it has ever been in the history of American agriculture. In a time of these uncertainties, of financial crisis, we're looking at cash income for agriculture to be $313 billion this year. That's an all-time record high. Net farm income for 2008 will be up $9 billion, a $9 billion increase from last year to an all-time record, $96 billion in net farm income. Net cash income to the farm, again, an all-time record, $101 billion, and that's $14 billion more than last year. Overall, the balance sheet for American agriculture, again, is extremely strong, historically strong. Our debt-to-asset ratio, how we measure the strength of our of agriculture on the farm, the debt-to-asset ratio is a record low, just 9%. That's phenomenal. On the international side of things, our exports are reaching all-time record highs of $114 billion. That's $32 billion more in agricultural exports this year than we had last year. And that's $45 billion more in agricultural exports and trade than we had just 2 years ago. I can remember when if we could just get to $60 billion in agricultural exports, we would have had a phenomenal year. This year, $114 billion. And the outlook for next year for agricultural exports is just as strong. So while today our economy for agriculture, like I said, is extremely strong, I am mindful of the challenges that all of you as farmers that you face. You have higher cost of production, escalating at record level pace that you're having to contend with. You're facing a possibility of a squeeze in your cash flow to face these challenges on your cost of production. Concerns about declining market prices. And just recently, those of you who are following the commodity markets know what I'm talking about. So the risks are real and they're there. And we recognize that those risks faced by you in agriculture on a daily basis. However, while there are significant challenges that lay ahead for all of us in agriculture, we're looking for some tremendous opportunities as well. Globally, our food, our fiber, our feed, and our fuel production going into the 21st century is remarkably bright. Today, 6.7 billion people share this planet with us. 95% of the people on this planet, they live outside of the United States. And their population growth rates are expanding many times that of the United States. In fact, by the year 2030, it's projected that our global population will reach nearly 10 billion people. Today, the United States is already the world's largest producer and exporter of high-value products for agriculture. Our products are in huge demand, as I mentioned. As the world continues to grow and to expand, the world is going to continue to look to the United States to meet their growing demands and needs. U.S. farmers, by far, are the most resilient, the most talented, the most productive farmers in all of the world. And we are blessed with an abundance of natural resources and infrastructure and commitment from our federal government and your state government leaders to provide the resources and research and technology. And as I stand here and go around the expo, I'm amazed at the firepower of technology that we have today to allow us to continue to be competitive in the future. So I view things for American agriculture as extremely, extremely bright. It's a wonderful time to be in agriculture and to be part of it. And I'm glad that in my tenure at USDA that I've had an opportunity to provide some bit of input into our policy decisions. But I look to the leaders, the individuals, the leaders who you elect in the Congress who write these laws. That's who I look to provide direction and make decisions on where we're going to head for our policies. So again, I want to congratulate all of our award recipients and wish all of you the best. And again, it's a great honor and pleasure for me to be here in South Georgia. Thank all of you.